Blog Talk Radio.
They all come along like they all to Yahshua. They all come along like they all to Elohim. They all come along like they all to Yahshua, my Savior. Elohim like Big Bruh. Come along.
Devastating news to share at just 43 years old. Actor Chadwick Boseman has passed away. The news was confirmed officially on the Black Panther star's Twitter. They revealed that he bravely had been battling colon cancer since 2016. My deepest condolences to his wife, his family, all of his loved ones, and his fans worldwide. Wakanda forever.
All right, what's good, everybody? Pastor Kofi here, back at it again, a.k.a. the Shadow Band 1, here for another episode of Kofi Speaks. And before we get too much deeper into it, let's go ahead and we've been all over our radio stations for the next few episodes that'll be coming up from different shows. We're going to be given a 15-second moment of silence, so If you would join us in 15 seconds, a moment of silence. All right. Thank you, everybody, for joining. We appreciate you. As we just talked about, we have lost somebody else this year. We have the great actor from Black Panther and from other things as well, but most people will know him from Black Panther. We had Chadwick Boseman dying at age 43 from cancer, and I, like many, were unaware of it. And from what we've been hearing from different people, I personally have seen some of it, but, you know, not to the extent, but from what we've been hearing as a group, that there are many people out there that seem to be very heartbroken. We know that people have been tweeting and putting stuff on Instagram, putting stuff all over TikTok, breaking news, you know, and if we be honest, you know, we forget, I think we forget sometimes that, you can argue what something meant. You can argue, you know, did Disney make more money off of it than Black people? You can argue this, that, or whatever. But, you know, seeing a movie like that, regardless of what is attached to it behind the scenes, we must all admit that that type of movie at least introduced Black culture as being something that is powerful enough to sell. And on the level that it sold, it was great. There are some people that say, oh, the movie was just okay, this or that. Is it the greatest movie I've ever seen in my life? No, but it was a powerful statement. You know, it was a powerful statement that we can mix African cultures. We can show African people in what they're, you know, in their proper limelight. We don't have to worry about if people find it attractive or not. And just on its own merit, it's something that blows, you know, everything that you've ever heard about Africa out of the water. And so, you know, we had the same thing that we're dealing with today. So we just wanted to show some love in that regard, and make sure that we, you know, let everybody know that their family is in our prayers. We're thankful. I know I can say for my family, you know, thankful to have had my family be able to see him, and to see him as somebody that was looked at as the king that he was. To look at him as somebody who had to go through struggles, foundations, and things. So there's a lot of stuff on there. So we give much love to him and his family. And we opened up with that. And once again, we're appreciative of his life. But thanks for joining us here. Kofi Speaks. I believe this is episode 6. I apologize for last week. I had some personal stuff that I had to take care of. And, you know, it was kind of hard and tough. And so I just couldn't get my mind together. And really couldn't get the time either, but even if I had the time, I just wouldn't have been able to get my mind right to go an hour and give you guys what you deserve. So thank you for those of you who are returning with us. As always, if you would like to call in at any time, you can call in at 516-418-5805. Once again, that's 516-418-5805. To talk with us here at Kofi Speaks. And we're going to jump into it today. We're going to talk about specifically, we want to speak on mental health. All right. So once again, specifically, we would like to be able today to speak on mental health, which mental health, it goes actually perfectly with some of the stuff that's going on. We just had the death of a movie star, but also, you know, if you look at things that are going on, you can see clearly that not only is the movie star's death an issue and something that's having people messed up, but also people are going through a lot of different issues, trying to figure out what comes next and different things. And a lot of people are depressed. A lot of people are going through things. And so here we have something else, you know, that becomes manifest, that becomes real. You know, now we have to deal with, we have to be honest about, and, you know, look at something else that kind of has people a little defeated. So I was already going to talk about mental health anyways before, you know, we got the news of this, I guess last night, right? If I'm not mistaken, we got the news of this last night or in the middle of the night, something like that. I know I woke up and that's what I saw on, you know, on my phone when I started looking through the news to see what was going on. So we were already going to deal with mental health. And we're going to go to the phones. At least I think we are. It looks like we have a caller on. from 207 location. Once again, if you'd like to call in to Kofi Speaks today, you can dial in at 516-418-5805. Once again, that's 516-418-5805. So it looks like we might have a caller, a 207 number, if that person would like to go ahead and you know, speak their mind and speak your heart or ask questions, give a comment, concern, whatever. Feel free to go ahead and do so. Oh, never mind. I'm sorry. Never mind. Looks like that's Brother Alfred there. I apologize. I didn't see. So thanks for being on, Brother Alfred. Sorry about that. But thank you for being on. He's behind the scenes. It didn't bring up his name now. It did all of a sudden. So I'm still learning this technology. Alfred, please forgive me. Looks like we may have somebody else, though. If you'd like to be able to call in, looks like we have somebody 781 number. So I'll go ahead and 781, you are now on if you would like to say something.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, you're on Kofi Speaks. Hello. Oh, okay. All right, I guess. All right, I guess that's not what we were looking for, but thanks for being, I guess we lost the call. But yes, once again, if you would like to call in, feel free to call in the 516-418-5805. But going on, we're talking about mental health. And when it comes to mental health is a huge issue, it's a huge concern in the community. And we want to be able to look at mental health for what it is, for what it, you know, mental health has kind of become something that it's good, it's become on the table, it's become more, we have more awareness of it, but also mental health has become something that we have it's kind of also become, and I hate doing this because there's going to be arguments on all sides of this, right? So we're going to just talk through this stuff, but it's become something that's almost become a crutch at times as well. It's become something sometimes where we're dealing with more people talking about it as far as medication than actual ways to solve the problem. I'm not saying that medication is something that should never be used. But, you know, there's a lot of different things when it comes to just health in general, right? We've kind of broken away from things that are natural. We kind of broken away from things that are we've broken away from things that we can easily do. You know, for example, I've dealt with, you know, what people would call depression. Matter of fact, I think it was even diagnosed as clinical depression. I've dealt with what's called attention deficit disorder. Right. And that's, and especially when I was young in school, young black child in school, that's what happens to most young black children. And we kind of forget that, you know, we kind of forget when it comes to mental health or when it comes to certain issues, that there are a lot of other ways that we can deal with things besides just shoving a pill in somebody's mouth or making it to where somebody, once they have an issue, they'll never be able to go away from that issue. There's different things that we can do as a society, and so I kind of want to talk through some of those things today because I am a believer that when it comes to mental health issues, there are some things that you might have to deal with for the rest of your life, but I am also somebody who believes that there is a cure for everything if we are able to look hard enough, and it doesn't have to be a chemical cure. And chemical, by the way, is just meaning we're going to go into a lab, we're going to just stay in the lab, and that's going to be the end all. Be all of it, right? We just kind of get something that's made in the lab, and then we basically stop from there. There are tons of things that we can do outside of the norm, outside of just repeating the same process over and over and over and over again. There are tons of things that we can do that are okay. So something I want to talk through some of these conditions and some of these things that we do or that we haven't been doing that are simple, but we can easily do to help. Let's say you are dealing with a vitamin D deficiency. Many people are, in fact, because of food being messed up or whatever. One of the easiest ways to combat a vitamin D deficiency is to just go out in the sun. People don't think about something that simple, but you could just go outside in the sun. You can stand in the sun and get enough vitamin D. Matter of fact, when it comes to vitamin D, or let's say you're going to a hospital and they're trying to, like, you know, inject you with platelets or things of that nature, you could actually go out in the sun, and in a matter of seconds, Or depending on how much melanin you have, it might go up to a matter of a couple of minutes because your skin is designed to block out the sun. But you can stand in the sun for just a limited time or sit in the sun, lay down in the sun, and everything that you would have got from a platelet, you will get from the sun. This is factual. But for whatever reason, we will say, oh, you know, I need to go to a hospital. I need to do this. I need to get this pill. No, you can stand outside in the sun. As a matter of fact, even further, if we want to go further into this, different times of you standing or you standing in the sun at different times during the day will actually give you different results. So there are different minerals and things that are activated and that actually the sun gives out or that even come through, you know, the layers that it has to go through before it can come through, you know, the ozone, the atmosphere, all that. There are different times during the day where different things actually come up. So depending on what time you go out, you can actually cause yourself to eat, you know, because we forget that stuff that goes on your skin or through your skin, your body eats that as well. We only think about food that goes in our mouths. But, you know, we forget, for example, when you have deodorant. If you have deodorant, you know, you're eating baking soda. You know, you have to think about what's going on in your body. Baking soda is good. It's, you know, high on the pH, high in pH balance, but you're eating baking soda. You know, so that's what's going on in your skin. You're eating aluminum. Right, so aluminum is in deodorant, right? If you're getting a shot, you know, obviously that's actually piercing through your skin, but if you're getting a shot, you're eating aluminum, you're eating mercury, a lot of mercury in there, right? You know, sometimes when you're doing things, you're eating zinc, you're eating copper, you're eating different things. So you have to be aware of what's even touching your body, but the sun is giving you a lot. Now, we don't think about this, but if the sun is able to help plants to grow, why would it not be able to help the human body to grow? You know, think about something that simple. We don't think about that, right? We kind of separate the two. But think about something that simple. If the sun is able to help a plant to grow, why would it not help your body? You know, something that simple. It's a mindset change you have to go through to even be able to think about that. And a lot of us are in positions where we have mental health and normal health issues as well. But mental health issues, or I wouldn't say normal health issues, let's just say we have health issues in general because we don't get out in the sun. Or something about, hey, if you're somebody that's dealing with stuff, maybe you feel like you're drained, you're tired, you don't know what's going on, your thoughts are cloudy. What about if you're somebody who's like, man, you know, I'm just feeling down, depressed, I can't put my finger on it, I've got headaches all day. You know, something you can easily do is go out in the sun and also take your shoes off and your socks off. Make sure you have bare feet and go and stand in the grass. And the grass actually grounds you. You know, we forget that our bodies are electrical, right? You have electrical properties. So that's why you can be electrocuted. Your body, you know, is a conduit, right? So you can stand in the grass and actually have negative particles come out of your body through the bottom of your feet. If you don't believe this, there are actually people who try to shortcut this and shortchange this by saying, hey, go, and once again, we have to buy all these products, right? So go and buy this machine and sit in the machine all day and you sit for an hour and watch, you know, and it's true. You know, you can actually watch, they'll do some stuff as far as, once again, using electronics. You know, using electric pulses and stuff like that, you'll see stuff start to draw out of your body to the bottom of your feet to the point to where the water will start to turn black. It'll start to turn brown, right? Excuse me. So, you know, we know that this stuff actually is factual, but you can do the same thing in grass where you can start to pull out toxins or different things or rewire yourself. You can ground yourself. You can start yourself back at zero just by standing out in the grass for a little bit. Something that simple helps us with mental health. Here's something else, by the way, you can do at the same time. I'm about to give you a third thing that you can do for, you know, a couple minutes. If you want to do it for an hour, half hour, 15 minutes, whatever, but you could do this for a matter of minutes and start your day off completely different. Imagine, you know, not having to take these pills and not having, you know, being able to wean yourself off of some of the stuff that they're telling you you're going to have to take for the rest of your life. Imagine if you took back control of your life to where now you don't get shaky if you don't take a pill, but if you have issues, even if you feel you can't get rid of them, you can just go out into nature and do as God intended, right? But let's say you go out and you stand in the sun, you put your feet in the grass, and then on top of that, just put your hands in the air. Do what we would normally call like a victory pose. You know, somebody wins a race or something, one of the first things they do is they put their hands up in the air, right, to celebrate. Even by the way, this is so natural that even if you don't see this, it's something that your body naturally does. Because when your body is excited, when your brain realizes that things are going well, it naturally puts its hands above your head. It's a victory pose. People who are blind and have never seen anybody do this will still do it, will still put their hands in the air when they get excited, right? It's a natural thing your body has been designed to do. Well, when you put your hands in the air, a lot of people don't know, after about 2 minutes, no matter how down on yourself you are, no matter how bad you feel, you will start to smile just because your hands are in the air. I'm actually doing it while I'm talking to you guys right now. And as you put your hands in the air, at first, especially if you're somebody like me who, you know, kind of comes from a sarcastic background and, you know, you kind of keep to yourself, you don't really talk about things out loud, you'll start to smile, but you start thinking to yourself, oh, goodness, this is ridiculous. I'm not even happy, which is true. Your brain is still trying to stay in a place of depression or darkness. A lot of people don't understand when you say I'm depressed, what you're saying is chemicals in my brain and synapses that are firing in a way that causes me to feel down, right? But you can change the wiring. So you can simply put your hands in the air. And I promise you, after 2 minutes max, even if you're trying not to smile, you can't help but smile. Even if you're trying to feel down, even if you have reason to feel down, you can't feel down. The reason that that is simply because when you put your hands in the air, your brain is connected to that motion, and your brain connects automatically, hey, something's going on, we must be dealing in happiness. Why? Because I have been hardwired to where when something good goes on, my hands go in the air. Therefore, if my hands are going in the air, I must be happy. You can change your outlook just by changing the physicality. These are things that we're not taught. Imagine if we taught children this in school. You know, when a child is sitting there, they need a nap, and yes, they need a nap. Maybe they need some sleep, but it's not nap time. How are you going to be able to get past that? Okay, hey, instead of going to the corner, or instead of go to the principal's office, or instead of, hey, you got to sit in this chair with the dunce cap on, so to speak, right? No, like, how about, hey, you're not feeling that good? Hey, put your hands in the air. Matter of fact, everybody in class, put your hands in the air. Let's go. 60 seconds. And then they start to laugh. They start to they can do whatever they want as long as it's positive, right? But they can laugh. They can shout. They can run. They can do all this stuff. And once they do it for a minute, okay, fine. All right, now we're good. You know, now little Johnny's okay. We can continue with class. Now little Marissa is good. We can continue with class, right? Like, these are things that we could simply do. By the way, I just gave some of you, if you're homeschooling, I just gave some of you an easy way to be able to make sure you get your children in line. Because I know by homeschooling myself, sometimes the children be bored or they want to get on these devices or they want to watch this. They don't want to read. They want to go outside and play. And you're like, nope, you got piano lesson. Nope, you got mathematics. Nope, we're dealing in science right now. And we can find fun ways to do it. But sometimes you might just go ahead and take a break and say, all right, put your hands in the air. Let's go. And you'll see. They'll try to be mad. They'll try to say it's like if you've ever seen a child, right? You ever seen a child where the child is trying to stay upset, they're trying to stay frustrated, they're trying to stay mad at you, and they can't though because you're tickling them or you're making the face or you're quoting something from their favorite movie. And so as much as they want to be against you, they cannot be against you because they just don't, you know, they don't have the ability to, because you're giving them something that makes them have to consider how great they are, how great a situation they're in, how fun things can be. You're forcing them to consider. You don't have to force them, right? You know, I'm trying to get out of the business of forcing my child to say, you know, you have to feel exactly how I feel. I'm trying to get out of that business, right, of forcing them to feel how I feel, because you can't force somebody to feel how you feel. However, it doesn't mean that, excuse me for the pause, even though I'm forcing them, it doesn't mean I can't give them something to consider. I was just talking about this with somebody last night. Somebody might be feeling down, and you can't change how somebody feels about themselves. However, one thing that you can do is help them to consider who they are. So I can't force somebody to remember how great they are, who they were created to be, and how the world's going to be different because of them, and how much they impact my life, and how they are somebody that drives me to want to be successful and do great, great things on levels that I've never done before. I can't tell somebody that, you know, or I can't force somebody that, but if I tell it to them enough, even if they don't want to hear it, I can, or if I give them things enough to remind them of my love for them and who they really are, they might not be forced to change, but they will have to at least consider who they are, right? And that gets us to the difference, you know, where we're trying to get people to consider. So even think about that when it comes to mental health. How often do we make it a point in mental health to have people consider the greatness that's in them rather than just say, oh, yeah, you are depressed. Oh, yeah, you're not as good as everybody else is. Oh, yeah, your mind can't work right again. Go ahead and take these pills and just be ready to take them for the rest of your life, and we'll keep increasing them so you'll be dependent on it. You know, like I know people who take pills and have had to switch 3-4 times because they've had, like, nosebleeds and stuff taking a pill, right? Now, this is supposed to be a pill that works on your mind. It goes into your mind, and the first thing happens is you start to have a nosebleed. In other words, your brain malfunctions to the point to where you start to bleed. You can even say possibly if you're not careful, because this person also has stroke-like symptoms too. So you have the brain basically crying out to the point to where the body, if not the brain itself, is bleeding. So we got to be careful about some of this stuff. But we'll go a little deeper into some of this. Let me stop real quick to be able to remind you guys about the Midnight Oil that's going to be coming on. This comes on Sundays and Thursdays as well, but it'll be coming on Sunday. So we're excited about it. The Midnight Oil, it'll be coming on this same channel. So for us at NSF radio stations, and we're excited about it. Once again, it'll be coming up on Sunday. 10:00 p.m.
What's going on? You're listening to Midnight Oil with King Cam on NSF Radio, where you get music, motivation, and more.
So we want to make sure that you guys come out and listen to King Cam, and we want you guys to think about all the stuff that you're going to get. There's going to be something nice and relaxing. You can listen to some great music. You can listen to some stuff that maybe some people might even call a little old school, but at the same time, we're going to give you some history as well. So it's going to be a very interesting mix. You know, I kind of like it almost like a David Banner type thing, but almost think instead of hip-hop, you know, you got a different type groove. Maybe, for all I know, maybe there'll be some hip-hop thrown in there. I don't know, but let's find out together. Do your best to try and show up and to this radio station at 10:00 p.m. and listen to King Cam once again right here on blogtalkradio.com and NSF radio stations for us at NSF Radio. NSF standing for National Saving Father, National Saving Fatherhood, excuse me. And if you would like to be able to participate in what we're doing, seeing what we're doing, if you want to help us out financially, if you'd like to be able to have your businesses and different things mentioned on here, please go ahead and go to nationalsavingfatherhood.org. It's really NSF. N for National, S for Saving, Fatherhood, NSFatherhood.org. If this is your first time listening and you would like to be able to make sure that you are able to catch more of what we're speaking about, go to NSFatherhood.org, then go to NSF radio stations, click on Blog Talk Radio after that, and then just make sure that you sign in and sign up. And even if you can't listen to us live, you'll be able to stream it at any time later on. So we thank you for doing that. We thank you for your support. We're growing. We have more shows now, obviously. And we're able to support more people, more fathers and mothers as well that are listening. And so we hope that you guys continue to support as well. Also, remember that Brother Alfred as well, he gives classes once a month on the 25th of every month. So you might have just missed August 25th, but coming up September 25th, we give classes about you know, how to help people become fathers or better fathers, what to do. A lot of us weren't trained correctly. A lot of us might not have had a father in our lives. A lot of us might have just lost our father. Maybe he passed away, whatever. But no matter what the situation is, even if you are a father and have had a father, you can always stand to be a better one, correct? So make sure that you go on there, get in contact with us, and you can, you know, we'll make sure that we get back to you ASAP. If you want to have more information as far as this show, if you want to be able to get in touch with myself personally and be able to tell us, you know, hey, on Kofi Speaks, we'd like to hear you talk about this, or we'd like to listen to what you have to think about thus and such, feel free to go ahead and email me at pr.market. So PR is in public relations. pr.market at nsffatherhood.org. Okay, so once again, that's PR as in public relations .market at nsfatherhood.org. And we thank you for tuning in. So we appreciate you. You know, we appreciate you guys so much. We thank you for listening in. We're going to continue where we left off. And we're going to talk about some different stuff as far as, you know, once again, not only just fatherhood, but we're talking specifically rather about mental health. And what can we do with mental health? We talked about just something as simple as getting in the sun, right? Think about something as simple as getting in the sun, something as simple as standing in the grass barefoot, something as simple as putting your hands in the air, right? Simple things like that. Can cause your whole day to be looked at as differently, especially differently than what we normally do. And so many of us that are going through struggles, like my family, when we drive, no matter which vehicle, unless we're in a vehicle that doesn't have this option, when we're driving, we try to make sure that we have the sunroof back so that the sun can come through the top, right? You know, even if you're leaving your glass up or whatever, you know, and you're just taking out the part that at least you can see through the sun, it changes the mood of the vehicle, you know. Even at times it's done in reverse, where like sometimes we're driving and because it's raining. Now, I actually don't mind the rain and kind of like looking up into the rain, but, you know, for a lot of people it's depressive because there's lack of sun. So even sometimes closing it during those times. But something that simple, even when you're driving down the street, we can easily change our mood on something, our perception. Even when you think about a lot of us, when we lose somebody, we lose a family member because we want to be by ourselves and we get embarrassed about our tears and about our, you know, that part of our journey. And having to deal with things that, you know, might make us sad and cry, we will at times often make sure we go to a place by ourselves, we close the door, we don't let any light shine in, and we bawl, you know, which there's no problem in mourning. But think about the fact that if you're mourning over something, if you're having a tough time, even if you don't want anybody to know about it, try to find a place that's outside. Even sunlight, something that simple. I know I'm doing a lot. I haven't even gone into foods and different things yet. But just think about something like that and how the sun can be able to help you, right? But let's move on from the sun. Let's even talk about some things that you can just go buy off the shelf, all right? So watch this. If you're somebody that's dealing with being tired and cloudy, you know, having a cloudy mind in the morning, a lot of times it can be attributed to the fact that you didn't get sleep the night before. So if you didn't get good sleep, you're probably not going to be able to function that well. There are a lot of people that do that, especially a lot of us that are younger. We get older and we keep trying to do the same thing we were doing when we were younger. We even tell people, oh, yeah, I'm good because I can function, you know, with only 4 hours sleep, 6 hours sleep. Well, you might be able to function, but you're not functioning at optimal efficiency, right? So, yes, you might be able to function, but you're not functioning at optimal efficiency. So, you know, if you're having a tough time sleeping or if you're somebody who wants to try to get to sleep but it hasn't been part of your habits, right, it hasn't been something that you've lived long enough to where your body and your mind and your spirit, your soul, et cetera, everything connected says this is what we do, no problem. Go out and buy yourself some melatonin. Melatonin will help you to be able to make sure that you get some sleep. Also, for all of us who have melanin, which is everybody that exists, but especially those of us who have more melanin than others, it helps your melanin in the middle of the night, which means that you're actually helping to redevelop your whole body and the process that you go through and everything so that when you get up in the morning, you have revived as much as possible. Another thing to make sure that you do when you do this is to make sure that you do not eat too much before you go to sleep. If you eat too much before you go to sleep, you are going to have issues with your body. And if you have issues with your body, that includes your mind. It includes your brain. So oftentimes we don't think about the brain and the body being connected, right? But if your body is not rested, then guess what else is not rested? Your mind, right? If your mind is not rested, you cannot think clearly. If your mind is not rested, your cells will not work correctly. If your mind is not rested, your spine, right? Everything is connected. Your spine will not work the same way. You will have issues with your spine because you have issues with your mind. You have issues with your walk because you have issues with your mind. You have issues with your speech because your speech pathology will be off due to the fact that you have not slept. Sleep is something that helps us all out. And it's something that we need to do. So go get something as simple as melatonin if you're having issues sleeping, and watch a lot of your mental health issues actually begin to get better. It also helps you to, if you are somebody who is not calm, it mellows you out. All right? Think melatonin and think mellow. I need to mellow out. I need to calm down. I need to go to sleep. Right? I need not to be stressed out. I've got too much anxiety. Go get melatonin. And by the way, melatonin is so cheap now, you might have to get more bottles of it. But if you go to the dollar store, right, or the Dollar Tree, I think, which is the one that, you know, everything is actually a dollar at. But go to the Dollar Tree, and you will find in a lot of Dollar Trees all over the country. I can't guarantee everyone because I haven't been to all of them. I know different ones sell different things. However, if you go to Dollar Trees, you will discover that you can buy melatonin for a dollar, right? And I believe it's like 30 capsules. So that's 30 days worth, or if you need more, let's say you have to take two every night or two during the day or however you're going to do it, fine. That's still over 2 weeks. That's 2 weeks and 2 days worth of melatonin for a dollar, right? Is a dollar worth two weeks and two days of making sure that you get sleep, right, of helping your body? And then watch this. Buy a second thing of it. So buy two of them. Even if you're taking two a day, take both of them. And when you go to sleep, after you do that, you've gone 4 weeks. Actually, excuse me, because you got to do 2 times 4. So you've actually gone 5 weeks in a day, which means that you're about a week past what it takes for it to become a habit, which means that now if you wanted to take a break from it, I would suggest take it still possibly. But if you wanted to take a break from it for a little bit, you could still take a break. You're only saving yourself a dollar a bottle. But let's say you took two bottles. You took those two bottles till they were finished. You took it for 5 weeks. Plus, and now here you are with, here you are basically being mellow, and your body is in the habit of going to sleep. You have now helped your body to put you in a position to where you're actually getting rid of anxiety. Maybe you're getting rid of, some people who cannot go to sleep, you know, and they just sit there, they stare at the television and all that stuff. You're helping your body to improve, right? And if you need to keep going, just like any medicine you would take, if it was a chemical medicine that most of us are taking, if you take a natural medicine or you're eating a natural food, you're supposed to be able to do the same thing, right? Take it until the problem either goes down or goes away, or if it's not going away completely, consult with somebody and make sure that if you need to mix some other type of food or something with it to help increase the result, you help to increase the result, but you don't have to get hooked on something because you're having a mental issue, right? You don't have to keep dealing with a mental breakdown because of lacking food. Another thing that you can take as well, let's say that you're having problems focusing during the day. Maybe you sleep, but for whatever reason, you can't get serious during the day. You can't focus. Well, go out and get yourself some serotonin. Now, this is not at the dollar store, at least as far as I've seen, but go look online and get yourself some serotonin or eat things that have serotonin in them. So let me just go over some things. By the way, if you notice, we just kind of broke a code that I didn't really explain it. But if you want to look at it, right, serotonin, I said if you want to get serious, take serotonin. If you want to get mellow, take melatonin. Well, serious, serotonin. Mellow, melatonin. So we just literally shown you how you can think about that. Oh, man, if I'm having problems being serious and focused during the day, what is it that I can do? I can take serotonin, right? And if I'm having problems being mellow, I can take melatonin, right? With serotonin, though, what are some foods that we can eat that have serotonin in it? Okay, well, some of these might work for you, depending on if you're, you know, vegan or if you're vegetarian or whatever. Maybe you're on the Atkins diet, so different things might affect this. But, you know, make sure that you look at your diet, make sure you look at your religious beliefs, you know, make sure that you understand what you can and cannot do. But here are 8 foods that will naturally boost serotonin. All right, so your body will produce more serotonin without you even having to go and buy the pill if you just start eating some of these foods. You ready? Serotonin, what makes me more serious? Salmon. Okay? Salmon, which is the only, which is not the only, excuse me, it's an oily fish that gives out omega-3. So if you're okay with omega-3 fatty acids, if you're okay with natural stuff, now you got to be careful because even when people try to tell us are fresh or organic or, you know, real salmon or some of the salmon they do things to, some of the salmon's being born, you know, is coming out of salmon farms and they're living like right on top of each other. And so there's issues that come from that. And, if you're eating things, like we don't even think about this. Let me just interject this real quick. If you're eating foods that have mental health issues, I know we don't think about this because we don't think about food and plants being alive. But if I'm eating something that is not going through, that is not living in a manner that's proper for it, right? Like it's stressed out. Like people don't think about the fact that plants can be stressed out and meat that you eat, these animals can be stressed out. So if you're eating animals, right, and you're eating animals that don't live a life that's normal for them. So if you're dealing with salmon and the salmon are not going to the ocean, but they just live in a farm their whole lives. These salmon will end up having issues that they normally mentally would not have, which means that they're going to have, because dis-ease, a lot of people don't think about disease is literally dis-ease, right? So if you're thinking poorly, you have a mental dis-ease. That's what a mental disorder or dis-ease is. So we don't think about this, but if I'm eating things that have a mental dis-ease, it means I'm eating mental dis-ease. Now think on that, Selah, which is Hebrew for pause and think about it. Selah, you know, think about that thing. If I'm eating salmon that is not natural, it means that I'm eating salmon that is mentally uneasy, it is unstable, therefore I'm eating mental instability. And you can actually have, this is not something I'm making up, this is not pseudoscience, this is real talk. If I'm eating something that is mentally diseased, then it is going to give me disease. That's how it works. Not just with mental, but, you know, if like mad cow disease, if the cow is diseased, then guess what? You're eating the disease. That you're just transferring it from one thing to another. If an animal's eating plants, and the plants are things that are actually growing incorrectly or might be getting things through the roots that they're not supposed to, and therefore they become a little poisonous or unhealthy, and the animal is taking that plant's disease and taking it into its body, and now you're taking that animal's disease and taking it into yours. And so, you know, think about something as simple as us having to go to the store. My wife and I had a laugh about this maybe 3-4 years ago, something like that. We're in a store, and we look, and we see on the wall that it says, grass-fed beef. And so we just kind of look at each other, and we're like, why is it something that they're putting on the wall, grass-fed beef? Like, isn't all beef supposed to be grass-fed? And it just reminded us, oh, yeah, you know, sometimes they feed meat. They feed chicken feed sometimes to cows to be able to save money. Sometimes when other cows die, they just chop up that cow. They die beforehand, before they get a chance to be able to go and die, you know, through the machinery that they have. They just take that dead cow and they chop it up and they feed it to the other cows that are hungry because they're not getting grass. Right, so they're just eating whatever the people give them. So now you have these cows eating cows that died because they had disease. Then all of a sudden, those cows become diseased. They put those through the chopping block. Now we eat it and we get disease. That's how mad cow disease came to be. Mad cow disease. The cows were what? Mad, right? They were mad, and mad being a word for to mean that they were out of their mind. They had mental issues. They were dealing with mental disease. So the mad cow or the mentally challenged, diseased cow is now going through issues because of what humans did to it. It took it out of what was natural to it in its natural state, and it fed it things, it did things to it that caused it to be in a place of dis-ease. And so because it was in a place of dis-ease, its cellular structure, its melanin, its ability to break down food correctly, its ability to think correctly, it was changed because it was diseased due to the food it was being fed, due to the medicine. Food is medicine. Due to the medicine, the food that it was being fed, it now didn't just have one cow that was diseased, but that disease had been assimilated into the culture of those cows, and now you ate it and assimilated it into your own culture to where they had to stop selling cows and diseased cows because what? We're putting disease into our bodies culturally to where now we have caught this disease and it has become culturally acceptable to this point to where somebody were to say now, before you had heard about mad cow disease, you would have said, man, mad cow disease, what is that? That sounds funny. Now, if somebody were to say, hey, mad cow disease is spreading, it would be normal in your culture. Why? Because somebody allowed disease to continue to be assimilated from generation to generation to generation, and we're talking about generations from eating, but nonetheless, the same thing. You're causing a mental disease to go on in the family or in the food chain, rather, not in the family. Hopefully you don't got no family food chain, but in the food chain, right? So these are things that we should be aware of. These are things that we should be thinking about. And it looks like I might, hopefully we didn't lose the call. It looks like we might have. If you want, please call back in. I think we have 781 trying to call back in. I was actually trying to look some stuff up, and so I wasn't able to keep my I wasn't able to keep up with the screen, but please call back if you would like to. Again, I know we lost you earlier. But, yeah, these are things that we need to discuss. But anyways, let me get through this list, and then whatever callers are there, if we end up with them back, we will come back to you. But let me just get through this list real quick, getting back to the food. So keep in mind what I said about dis-ease being able to go through your food. You got to be careful because wild salmon is not always what you're eating when you see something that says organic or natural or whatever. Sometimes it's farm-raised. Farm-raised is not how salmon grow, right? But anyway, salmon. So this oily fish is a source of omega-3 fatty acids. Poultry, that includes chicken, turkey, and goose, as well as we probably could say some other things, but, you know, I don't know how many people are eating things outside of that are listening right now. Eggs, if you eat eggs are a great way of it depends on the way you prepare them, too. That there are more healthy ways to prepare them than others, but you're going to be able to get, serotonin. You also have food. For those of you who don't eat meat, you've got spinach. Spinach is heavy in serotonin. Eat lots of spinach. Eat lots of seeds. Eat, for those of you who drink milk, I don't drink milk. A lot of people are intolerant or are allergic. And really milk is not something that's necessarily great for you. We're the only species that actually continues to drink milk. And first of all, we're the only species that drinks milk from other species. And then number two, we're the only species that drinks milk after we get to be a certain age. Like other animals, once you're weaned off milk, you don't keep drinking milk. But for whatever reason, we continue to drink milk, and milk is designed to do things for babies and babies of whatever species it is, not for us. So a lot of people be like, why am I having issues with like an enlarged heart, or my brain seems to have swelling in certain places, or my parts of my body are longer than the others? Well, milk is designed to take a baby calf and turn it into hundreds or sometimes thousands of pounds beast. Right. So if you're drinking milk, that's what milk is designed to do, to make you go from already pretty big to extremely big in a short amount of time. So if you're somebody who's like, man, why am I gaining weight from just think about all the foods that we said we need to stay away from? You know, we'll be like, oh, man, I need to stay away from. We'll say stuff like, man, I need to stay away from, from cake. I need to stay away from cheesecake. I need to stay away from cupcakes. I need to stay away from, a lot of stuff that you're eating. I know I just mentioned cakes. I'm not necessarily the greatest chef in the world, but a lot of stuff that we drink, it has milk. I mean, buttermilk, pancakes, cornbread, all these different things we're eating and drinking. A lot of things we say we need to stay away from, you're staying away from it because it has milk in it. We'll talk about the sugar, which is important to stay away from. And sugar can actually mess with your mental health, too, if you're having too much. But we forget about the milk. So things that we're eating have a lot to do, with what's going on. But also remember the dis-ease that is going to be passed on over and over and over and over again. We have to remember those things as far as dis-ease. So dis-ease is literally uneasiness. It's the opposite of ease. So if I'm diseased, that's what I'm dealing with a lot of times in mental health. And so I could continue to talk about food or different things. Food is important, even some stuff, just overall stuff you can eat, some stuff that's called aficionalis. Aficionalis is a fancy word that basically just means it's official. It's something, usually aficionalis would be something that the Romans would use, a Latin term they would use to be able to say this food is something that helps everything in your body. So like there's plenty of stuff. One of the things that you have or that you have access to everywhere you go, and usually you don't get it because you think that you've been taught that it's bad because it's a weed, but you can actually go and just pick up some dandelion and get the dandelion, I'm talking about the flower petals, I'm talking about the white, the white flowery substance. Well, it's not really flowery, but, the white substance you can blow and it breaks into many pieces so that the seed can continue to move through. You can eat the stem, you can eat the leaves, you can eat the roots. You can make it into tea. You can eat it. I've taken some sometimes and just basically ripped it off the ground, cut up the stems, and put it in spaghetti and stuff in the past, or put it in quinoa and stuff that you're cooking in the past. And it has actually kind of somewhat, I would say, of a bitter taste, but if you have it in something else, you can't really taste it anyways. So depending on how much you put in there, obviously, but you can just put a little in there, cook it in with whatever you're cooking it in, and you have healthy eating, natural eating right there. So there's a lot of things that we can look at even in that realm, in that thought process, that will help your mental health. It will help you to be able to grow. It will help you with the dis-ease, if you will. So take time out for that. And I was just looking in the chat section. Thank you for we have it posted in here already. If you have, you know, questions or whatever, make sure that you post your questions in the chat section. I know we lost somebody a couple times in the call-in section, so I apologize about that. Let me take a quick break, though, to once again remind you guys that that we're going to be having our new show with King Cam. King Cam is going to be on Sunday from 10 p.m. to 12 midnight. And let's just give you a little taste of what he has to say about the show real quick.
What's going on? What's going on? You're listening to Midnight Oil with King Cam on NSF Radio, where you get music, motivation, and more.
All right, so we have King Cam on. King Cam reminding us to come on with him at the Midnight Oil. It's going to start at 10 p.m. and go into midnight. We're talking about great music, and we're talking about historical facts that are going to help you to be able to piece some things together. So we're excited to be able to show you more great programming, and you know, hopefully soon more will be able to come. Join at Sunday, 10 o'clock p.m. New York time, Eastern time, or Standard Eastern time, depending on how you look at time. You know, and stuff like that is great to listen to even if you're going to sleep, you know. Just like you used to listen to The Quiet Storm maybe, or some kind of show like that, smooth jazz or something in the middle of the night. You know, maybe some nice R&B where you're going to have an opportunity to listen to some great music and then get some facts that would help. And I know I still do, as a matter of fact. You know, you listen to different things as you go to sleep sometimes. Sometimes it helps you. So it'll be a nice thing pacing-wise for your life, that maybe help you to get through some dis-ease that we're talking about. And we're excited to have King Cam join the family officially. So we're thankful for that. I'm thankful to Brother Alfred for giving myself and King Cam the platform and the opportunity to being led to and following, you know, the calling that he had to make sure that he can use us to be a small part of helping out our community and to be able to help many of you who are listening today. So we are thankful to all of you for being on today and listening. Also, too, just to give you a little heads up, if you'd like to be able to follow me in different platforms, I am Kofi Afuri. I'm actually Pastor Kofi, a.k.a. the Shadow Band One. Shadow Band One, it simply means that a lot of places I go to, I have a lot of reach and a lot of pull, but a lot of places don't necessarily like me on there because we speak a lot of truth to things and we try to get people off of being tied to a system and oppression. But if you're ever looking for me, one of the easiest ways, whether you want to look on TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, Alanis, Instagram, you know, got a website as well, you know, all types of stuff. If I'm on YouTube, if I'm speaking somewhere, I'm show up somewhere, just type in, go to Google and type in hashtag Kofi Afuri. You can type that in as well. That's my name, Kofi Afuri, K-O-F-I, last name O-F-O-R-I, Kofi Afuri. But you can also, the best hashtag to reach me at is hashtag find Kofi. F-I-N-D, find K-O-F-I, Kofi. Hashtag find Kofi, and you'll be able to find me anywhere and everywhere. And, you know, just listen in, see if you like it. And if you do, find many places. We have a podcast called the Kofi Afuri Podcast that comes on right now mostly on Podbean. But also, too, the goal is to get it pretty quickly on iTunes and Google Play. You can also check out kofi-afuri.com, kofi-ofori.com, and be able to find out information there. Also, go to YouTube, and like I said, click it or, you know, type in hashtag find Kofi, you know, or look up Kofi Afuri, and you'll find some different things that I've spoken on there as well. Look on TikTok. I actually have two channels now because one channel was so shadow banned that I actually had to start a second one so that I can still make sure that we're getting word out to the people and causing great things to happen and raising money for food and different things like that, just like NSFatherhood.org does. So that's one of the reasons we were attracted to each other. We're kind of doing the same stuff and we're coming together to make things work well. But, you know, do the same things over there. So, you know, you can look at Kofi_40. That's KOFI_OFORI. Or you can look for Kofi_42, the number two, and follow on both of those. So there are many platforms. We're on Facebook at Kofi Devin Afuri. Devin actually spelled D-E-V-I-N, which is a name that I use at times sometimes if I need to you know, do some business stuff and have an Americanized name. But you can go Kofi Devin the 40. But tons of places. If you just look somewhere and put in hashtag find Kofi, you will be able to find me. We put out enough content and enough hashtags with that to where it's almost impossible not to run into me on anything that you're putting on any platform. So, but I'm thankful for this opportunity right here to continue to come before you. I'm appreciative of it. Hopefully we gave you some, you know, we barely really went into the surface. Mental health is obviously very something that you can go very deep into. There's many different things, but hopefully we gave you a more natural way of being able to look at some of these things. So, you know, I'm thankful for that opportunity. I'm thankful that I was able to talk to you guys about that. And I want you guys to remember, you know, you don't have to go off of something just because somebody told you this is the only way to do it, right? Like, just because somebody says this is the only way to be able to make money, it doesn't mean you can't make money outside of what they tell you, right? Just because somebody tells you that you have to buy a house like this doesn't mean that you can't buy a house for cheaper or in a different manner. Just because somebody tells you that all you have is the right to vote Republican or Democrat, and those are the only two choices you have to cause systemic change, it doesn't mean that that's the way you cause systemic change, you know. So we want to remind people that, you know, we have so many more options, and we have different ways of being able to get out of things. And dis-ease is one of the things that hurts our community the most. Mental dis-ease, mental health, and not actually being willing to admit that we have some of these issues and be able to make sure that we get some of these things done better or in a better manner. So, you know, hopefully you guys got something from today. Hopefully you were able to see, you know, something a little different. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, feel free once again to go ahead and email me at pr.market at nsfatherhood.org. Once again, that's PR, as in public relations. So pr.market at ns, n is in national, s is in saving, fatherhood.org. So that's pr.market at nsfatherhood.org. So thank you guys so much. I appreciate the King, Queen, and each and every one of you. And even if you're not living inside of that kingdom or queendom yet, I appreciate the potential King, Queen in each and every one of you. Because whether, you know, I planted a seed or whether I just watered the seed that's already within you, we know that Yah's coming and he's going to give the increase. So once again, I'm thankful to be with you guys. I wish you guys nothing but peace and success and tranquility and love. We hope to see you on next time, next Saturday, 1 o'clock p.m. For Kofi Speaks, Episode 7. And we hope that you please come out and support our brother as he starts the Midnight Oil, Brother King Can, as he starts the Midnight Oil Sunday, 10 o'clock p.m., and we look forward to it. So thank you, and as always, remember that you are loved, you are necessary, you are majestic, you are fearfully, wonderfully made, and you, which is all of us working together, we're going to be the reason why this world changes for the better. Shalom, and have an excellent day. Peace.
Come along like Eyal to Yahshua, Eyal. Come along like Eyal to Elohim, Eyal. Come along like Eyal to Yahshua, my Savior.